This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A local district attorney has opened a criminal investigation into the Aurora Police Department's treatment of a black family earlier this week. In a statement, DA George Brockler says he won't hesitate to file charges and prosecute the officers involved if the investigation finds a crime was committed. Video of the incident shows members of the family, including two children and two teenagers, were ordered to lay face down on asphalt at gunpoint. Officers mistook their SUV as stolen when they were looking for a motorcycle. The first political attack ad in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District House race has gone online. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
It's an open seat in Colorado's largest geographic congressional district that spans from Pueblo to Grand Junction and most of the Western Slope. Newcomer Lauren Boebert defeated Republican incumbent Scott Tipton in the June primary and is running an ad against her Democratic opponent, Diane Mitchbush, over Mitch Bush's stance backing a universal single-payer healthcare system. The ad refers to it as socialized medicine. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Cherry Creek Schools will open its doors for in-person learning on August 17th. For the first week, certain grade levels will attend school on certain days to get students used to new routines. After that, kindergarten through fifth grade will return in person 5 days a week. Sixth through 12th graders will attend classes in person twice a week and remotely on those other days. And as we continue with All Things Considered, here's what's next. NPR's Ari Shapiro talks with the president of the Rockefeller Foundation about the foundation's efforts to implement a national coronavirus testing and tracing plan. And in 10 minutes, inside parents' tough decisions about school, what to do to avoid COVID-19 and also make sure kids can learn and get social contact and emotional support. Parents in Colorado talk about how they've made their choices for the fall. Stay tuned for that story from KRCC's Abigail Beckman, and that'll be at 4:44 when we'll hear that story. It is 99 degrees and fair in Pueblo. This weekend we'll see highs of 98 on both days. It'll be very sunny with a slight chance of rain. And for tonight, it'll be 62 degrees and mostly clear. Stay with us. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.